This is Radio Nepal. I'm T. Kaprasad Hardika with news. The headlines first. Closed-door session of the First National Convention of Rashtriya Swatantra Party is underway in Chitwan. Party President Lamisani urges delegates to make history by holding healthy and dispute-free convention. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology warns of continued risk of heatwave in Tarai region. Nepalgunj sub-metropolis shuts down schools for 3 days due to extreme heat. And Iran says no new commitments on nuclear sites after U.S. Vice President Vance says inspectors to be invited back. Now the news in detail. The closed-door session of the First National Convention of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party is underway in Bharatpur of Chitwan. Senior leader of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Prime Minister Balendra Shah joined the closed session. During the session, Party President Ravi Lamisani is presenting the political report. Earlier, the disciplinary commission's report, financial report and organizational report were presented. Similarly, Party Vice President Dr. Surnim Wagli presented the economic and political proposal, while Joint General Secretary Bipin Kumar Acharya presented the statute amendment proposal passed by the Central Committee. In the final phase of the closed session, President Lamisani is scheduled to announce the formation of an interim management committee, while the organizing committee will hand over full responsibility for the election to the Election Commission. The Election Commission will then publish detailed information and the timetable for the election process, after which the leadership selection process will move forward, according to the party. Party spokesperson Manisha said that although the pre-scheduled agenda had been affected by the managerial and technical shortcomings, efforts were underway to conclude the closed session today and complete all remaining process by tomorrow. Meanwhile, Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani has instructed party members not to form factions and subgroups within the party. Addressing the closed session of the party's national convention, President Lamisani said factionalism would not help the party move forward. Lamisani said delegates had been selected through a careful process. On the party's election, he expressed confidence that regardless of who wins, it would be a victory for the party and its election symbol, the bell, calling on the party to set an example by resolving differences peacefully. Lamisani urged the delegates to make history by holding a healthy and dispute-free convention. The party plans to conclude the closed session today and proceed with the election-related activities. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has said that even though the monsoon has entered Nepal, the risk of heat waves still continues in the Tarai region. Although there is a chance of rain in the hilly and mountainous regions of Lumbini province, there is still a risk of heat wave in one or two places in Tarai region, and the department has also pointed out that a heat wave could occur in the Tarai regions of Sudhur Paschim province as well. As many as 163 schools operating in Nepalgunj sub-metropolis would remain closed for 3 days from tomorrow onwards due to extreme heat. Issuing a public notice earlier, Nepalgunj sub-metropolis had shut the schools due to heat wave. The Nepalgunj sub-metropolis decided to close the schools considering the adverse health effects caused by the heat wave. Chief of the Education Division at the Metropolitan City, Gorkha Bahadur Khatri, noted that all teaching learning activities would be shut for 3 days based on the suggestions, including that of the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology. According to Ram Prasad Awasthi, Senior Divisional Hydrologist at the Office of the Hydrology and Meteorology in Kohalpur, today's temperature in Nepalgunj is recorded 40 degrees Celsius and 39.9 degrees Celsius in Khajura. The Nepal-Spain Business Forum 2026 held in Madrid today emphasized the need to strengthen cooperation between Spanish investors and business persons and Nepal's government and private sector. Organized by the Embassy of Nepal in Madrid, the forum aimed to bridge the gap between Spanish investors and entrepreneurs and Nepal's public and private sectors to promote trade and investment cooperation. The event brought together public officials and members of the business communities of both the countries. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हातमा एन्टी एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न अल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Gauri Kumari Yadav has shared that activities for the construction of Shaktikur Industrial Zone in Chitwan would be forwarded. At a program organized by Chitwan Association of Industries today, Minister Yadav opined that activities and initiatives are underway to run an industrial zone in this regard and would be forwarded the action. She underlined that the government would encourage the industrialists and businessmen to invest and create jobs in the country. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Iran has denied a claim by U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance that it will allow nuclear inspectors back into the country after the first round of talks between Washington and Tehran to reach a final deal to end the war. According to the BBC, following negotiations in Switzerland, Vance said discussions with the International Atomic Energy Agency could be happening as soon as Monday. But Iran's foreign ministry told state media that Tehran had made no new commitments on nuclear inspections. Iran and the U.S. continued to share conflicting statements on nuclear issues on Tuesday. Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghai said that it had no plans to allow inspectors to access nuclear sites bombed by U.S. and Israel last year. And U.S. President Donald Trump said that despite Iran's protestations and false statement to the contrary, it had fully and completely agreed to inspections. If they did not agree to this, there would be no further negotiations, he posted on social media. A UN Commission of Inquiry says Israel has deliberately targeted Palestinian children, resulting in genocide, crimes against humanity and war crimes in Gaza Strip, as well as war crimes in the occupied West Bank. The BBC cited a new report alleging Israeli authorities and security forces have deliberately carried out acts inflicting death and severe bodily and mental harm on hundreds of thousands of Palestinian children, and that the killings continued even after last October's ceasefire. However, Israel's foreign minister said it utterly rejects the commission's report, calling it a libelous sham and a propaganda piece as outrageous as its previous ones. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, as well as in the Tarai region of Kusi province. Partly cloudy conditions are likely in Madhes province and the Tarai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Similarly, the weather will remain mainly fair in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudhupashim provinces. There is also a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudhupashim provinces. Similarly, moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning is also likely at a few places in the Tarai regions of Kusi province, and at one or two places in Madhes province and the Tarai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Close the door session of the first National Convention of Rashtriya Swatantra Party is underway in Chitwan. Party President Lamisani urges delegates to make history by holding a healthy and dispute-free convention. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology warns of continued risk of heat waves in Tarai region. Nepalgan submetropolis shuts down schools for 3 days due to extreme heat. And Iran says no new commitments on nuclear sites after U.S. Vice President Vance says inspectors to be invited back. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.